Hi, everybody. You're listening to Survival Guide. We're gonna figure it out.
You just blew through the fucking thing. That's too
Fat-titted Michael here.
That's right. It's big titty Michael.
Big titty, fat titted Michael.
So you've been gone.
The biggest ass in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, I get a lot of compliments from men on the streets.
Really?
Yeah.
About your ass?
Yeah. They're like, oh, he's kicked up, baby.
Did they say that?
Yeah. They're like,
Have you been catcalled?
Oh, well, I told you I got catcalled a lot in college, but like in the way that people wanted to fight me.
Oh, yeah. People wanted to fight me too. That's because I have like an energy that's so pervasive that here's the deal, bro. A group of friends sees me and they're like, damn, I wish we could kick Greg out, and I wish Pat would take Greg's place. And Greg like picks up on that energy, so Greg gets pissed at me because I was like affronting his status in his own group.
For me, it's more like people see me and they're like, oh, this is a good way to train for Patrick.
Oh, like to beat my ass?
Yeah, this guy's a good person just to beat the shit out of.
Do you think I could
get
kick
some
your
experience?
Ass? Do you think I could kick your ass?
You have a fun...
I could kick, like, let's be real. Like, if it came down to it and you fucked me over somehow, because the number one thing I care about is what, Michael?
Iowa State football.
And second, loyalty. Yeah, David Fincher film and then loyalty. And so if you did something to accost me and we had, like, a real fight, I think I could kick your ass. Like, if I had a gun.
Well, you got. Oh. Like, if I had a gun, I could fucking kill you, man.
If I had a gun, it would be no doubt, bro. Game over.
You could say that about anyone. Yeah. You could say that about anyone and anything. Yeah. If I had a gun, man, I could fucking kill you.
It's like, wait, where'd you get the gun? Like, yeah, of course, dude. I know it was a gun. I didn't know you had a gun.
No, I agree. I think I have more muscle than
and
you do.
I'm scrappy.
Yeah,
like you are a guy. You're like the British in the Revolutionary War, where it's like you want to sit in a line.
I have the line exactly. I have the line infantry out.
Right.
I'm lining everyone up. Everyone's loading their muskets. You're coming out
with like knives in my shoes.
You're coming like in World War I.
Yeah.
You've already dug the trenches, and you're just getting ready to mow down everyone coming up on the line.
I'm like the Joker, and you're like Batman with a code. I do think my, because you know how the Joker has become such like this internet thing of like weebos and like incel type shit.
Yeah,
not weebos, but like that. Like,
yeah, that weird, you know, incel. Like it's almost, yeah, it's the people that love the Joker.
Yeah,
that is almost parallel. That's more of like almost a subculture of that alpha male ideology.
Yeah.
It is. Like there's something that, like, the two of them are intertwined, personally. Like, people who are like, I'm a lion, and everyone else is an antelope.
Yeah. Like, I'm a lion in a field of sheep.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what geographical region?
Like, that is just right off of, that is 100%. Just, like right next door to the I'm the Joker and society's the issue, man.
So I have started, I genuinely like to tell people, or like tell, you know how I like telling new people lies?
Yeah, you do it all the time.
Something that I found that is really funny to me now is to tell people, go up to random people and be like, I'm getting really into the Joker. Like, I'm starting to really like,
yeah, you gotta stop doing that, know, because I'm with,
dude,
you.
I know. That's so funny. And I've noticed myself do it, like, if I'm talking to, like, a girl or something at the bar, I've noticed that I will say it, and then I'm like, okay, I have to walk this back because I sound fucking insane.
You do it all the time, and it makes, and when I'm with you and you're talking to somebody new, it makes me look terrible.
Dude, it does. Like, what? I'm like, and then I'm like, oh, as a joke. And then they're like, is he having a stroke?
No, you do it, like there are fun lies you have.
Yeah, yeah.
When we first met and you told me that you kept getting beater cars, and they kept getting towed, and you would just get a new car?
Well, at first, the lie I told you was that I had two cars impounded by the city, and I haven't gotten them out, and I'm just going to get another car. And, like, that place, because, like, bizarre, it's like, but I want to make sure that the lie wasn't coming from a place where people are like, oh, he has money. Like, he doesn't give a fuck because he has money. I want them to think it's coming from a place of complete societal ineptitude that I can't even, like,
you
manage
can't even go back and go to the tow shop and just pick up the car.
Yeah.
Well, the Joker thing is people, like, they listen to it, like, dude, oh, this guy's going to shoot up a school.
This guy's fucking nuts.
This 26-year-old man is going to shoot up a school.
People got to get to know me a little bit before I tell them that I'm into the Joker now. Because, like, I think it's hilarious, like, as, like, a satirical thing to say, because it's become this, like, obviously horrible thing, but some guy who's just now getting into the Joker. Oh, dude, we both had big weekends.
Oh, yeah.
We can talk about
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. Let me talk. I went to go see Shrek in theaters.
Well, not just theaters. You saw it at the Music Box.
I saw it at the Music Box Theater. It was insane. I was just enjoying watching the crowd.
Were there people in costume?
There were. There were people in costume. The popcorn had, like, a green sprinkling over it, so it was, like, Shrek-themed. Oh, yeah.
Honest to God, did your shit turn green?
No. It wasn't that much. It was like a slightly green dyed butter, I think.
But
like
you got
to
be careful of that green dye.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. But so the show starts out and they're like, all right, we're gonna do some Shrek trivia beforehand.
Yeah.
And it's this girl who's wearing this gingerbread man outfit. It's important for later.
Is she cute?
Remember that? No.
No. Okay.
No. Remember this. Remember all these facts.
Okay, well, now you have to start over because I let a lot of stuff just pass through.
Just remember that this girl who was not cute, I didn't find her that attractive. There's nothing wrong with that. I just didn't.
That's fine. We have different tastes.
She's wearing a gingerbread outfit, right?
Yeah. Well, why wasn't she attractive? Nitpicker!
So it starts off, there's some Shrek trivia. And they're, like, asking, like, I knew a lot of the Shrek trivia. It was, like, who was supposed to be the original voice of Shrek?
The big fat man. Just a second. I know his name.
How do you do comedy in Chicago and not know this guy's name? And his name is plastered all over the city of Chicago.
I know, dude. But you put me on the spot like that. Like, Tommy Boy, the big fat.
Chris Farley.
Chris Farley. I know, dude. I hate myself already. I'm the Joker.
So this movie starts, and it's like people are like cheering on. It's almost like it's a live show, like something you'd see at like you'd hear about like the original, like when Shakespeare was first seen. Like people were in like the groundlings would shout at the stage like, no, like kiss her. People were
that's because they didn't understand what was real and what was a play. It was like the first time people were performing anything.
Yeah, well, people were yelling up at the movie theater like they didn't know what was gonna happen.
That's awesome.
They were like, let her in. Oh, kiss her, man, kiss her. Like I'm like,
I
you
love
guys
that.
Have all seen this
that's
movie.
Awesome.
It was so entertaining to me. The way people were doing it. But at the point, do you know the point when Lord Farquaad has the gingerbread man
on
and he's
the
interrogating
table.
Him,
yeah.
And he goes, do you know the Muffin Man? The Muffin Man? The Muffin Man! I love that.
I like
scene.
That part too, yeah.
But during that scene, the girl in the gingerbread outfit
gets on stage
yep. and starts stripping.
Naked?
Starts stripping, and like she starts taking everything off. She turns around and she takes her shirt off, so you can't see the titties yet. She takes her pants off. She's in underwear, and then at the end of the scene, she turns around, titties and all.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Her bare tits were out.
Yeah.
Are you serious? Were people cheering?
Yeah.
Dude, I would have been losing my mind.
It's like, what?
Were there kids there?
No, it was at midnight. It was a midnight showing of Shrek on a Saturday at the Music Box Theater.
How were her tits?
Not good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It would have been funnier if she had candy all over them.
It would, like gumdrops.
Gumdrops, yeah, like pasties.
But it was that whole thing. They did that, and I actually had a great time. I didn't really like do any of the yelling because I was just there by myself.
Yeah.
But I was just enjoying how into it people were getting, except for the people behind me.
Were they not having any of it?
They were enjoying it, but they were enjoying it the way like. Kids that had awkward kids from high school that had just discovered their sexuality.
Like in a pretentious way?
Like in a, I am so on the internet, I don't know how to interact in real life.
Oh, really?
So every time Fiona was on screen, they just shout, "Yes, slay!"
That's it?
And it was just them right behind me. They're like, so annoying. Slay, yes! You slay, girl! And
like, they just have buzzwords from the internet.
Yeah, it's like they got their entire culture, their entire person of who they are, from spending too much time on Twitter or TikTok.
Dude, I honestly gotta think that we're gonna lose a lot. This is such an old fucking thing to say, but I do think, like, what I loved about growing up when I did is I think back to, like, middle school and high school, and I mean, I had the internet. I want people to know. Like,
yeah.
I know I'm from Iowa, and people like to make jokes about me. And
you had to go crank up the computer.
I had to go crank, yeah.
Like one of those lights that you take camping that you have to crank in order to get it to light.
I put the diesel engine in the back of the computer, and then my teacher's like, "Pat, stop! That doesn't. We told you. You have to replace another computer. It doesn't work that way." But I liked that era because we had like our own regional slang.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We would, like, have, like, things that we would just, like, get into and say, and it would just become, like, oh, this slang in our high school, or this slang in, like, Northeast Iowa, or, like, this slang in our class. And you just kind of, like, find these phrases or words, and I love that. And I feel like, well, maybe I don't know. I'm 26 years old.
Yeah, you
I
haven't been in high school
I don't
for
know what high schoolers
8 years.
Are fucking doing.
You haven't been.
I'm sure they have their own inside jokes. I guess what I'm saying is that kids don't have inside jokes anymore because of the internet. That doesn't even make sense. I'm sure they do.
No,
but
I think I do think that, like, as growing up, you only have a certain amount of space in your head for cultural competency.
Yeah.
Like, and so when we were growing up, since it was less globalized. It was still a very globalized place.
It was globalized,
place,
but less so than now.
It was, yeah, but it was less globalized. So I'm pretty sure their vernacular and their culture is a little bit more taken up by stuff they see on TikTok.
Right, right.
Like, well, because when we were growing up still, remember, there was still Damn Daniel.
Well, Daniel, that, I agree, but I was in college when Vine was out, right? Like
you
when
were
it was
high
big.
School. Well,
late high school,
at
early
the beginning,
college.
I was probably a,
you're probably early
I was probably
on,
a sophomore.
Bro.
You were a junior
in high school.
Yeah, when Vine first came out.
Okay, well, I remember I thought it was lame as fuck to quote Vine like as a joke, and well, I'll say this: I have never been a person who like is a movie. I have friends and I love them to death, and that's what they do. And they add, you need someone in your group who quotes movies because it just keeps things like. It keeps things fresh.
Yeah,
and like it's like you need it. I was never that guy.
I had my buddy in college. I had my buddy
You had
Mike.
One, right? Yeah.
I had my buddy Mike. And Mike would always quote Adam Sandler movies and movies like Beer Fest.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, 100%.
Because he was a junior hockey player. He was like playing in juniors, like to become a professional hockey player. So he would just quote those like bro-y comedy movies from the 2000s.
Absolutely. And you need a guy like that. Honestly, because if you have 10 Patrick Murphys, you have no Patrick Murphys.
No.
If you have 10 any other of my friends from home, you don't have any. You know what I mean? You need that diversity. It's important. But I was never a guy to like quote. I could, because also I don't even know song lyrics. Like I can't. Even my favorite songs, I couldn't write down the lyrics. I don't know the lyrics. I have a bad brain in that sense. Like, I don't have that type of memory. I don't know. What the fuck were we talking about? TikTok? Vine? Yeah, what the hell was I saying?
Oh, we were talking about... Oh, I do think, like, the phrase that was, like, YOLO was a phrase that we... Like, a memetic...
I never said YOLO.
Phrase. I didn't either, because I thought it was stupid.
I thought it was dumb.
Because I was always like, it just sounds like saying you only live once, that sounds like a warning.
And oh, then, you know, you were pretentious about it. I was like...
No, I said it as a joke, cool and it made it. People laugh.
Oh, well, YOLO might... Maybe... Well, I feel like... YOLO might be back now. Like, YOLO would be funny to fucking say now.
Hey, man,
like,
YOLO.
YOLO, dude.
Well, it's one of those...
It sounds... I didn't forget that was even a thing.
I think
YOLO.
It might be long enough where YOLO
it's,
might be...
Dude, I think
thing.
YOLO's coming back.
Because it's the same thing
YOLO,
as, like, 69.
Dude. Yeah.
I have talked with my comedy friends about, like stand-up comedy. You're a comedy friend of mine, but, like, my stand-up comedy friends.
It's an important... there is, like, a genuine comedic... Like, you could write a dissertation on the comedic path of what 69 is.
Oh,
has.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I was I was talking with him about it, and it was like, if you say 69 on stage, the people that will be laughing the hardest are comedians.
Yeah.
And it's because, and which is so funny, because comedians are always the ones that will laugh the least at whatever joke. They're always the ones that are hardest at whatever jokes they're watching on stage. They just are, because they spend more time 100%. Around it. But if you make a 69 joke, that is one of the few jokes that the audience will just be like, what the, okay, 69, cool, you're saying the number. But comedians will be like, fuck yes, man.
Yeah.
Because they understand the joke beneath the joke.
Yeah. Not to sound like a fucking, not to sound pretentious about like, oh, this is the real, this is what 69 is or whatever. But like, yeah, there is like this weird like nuance because it's so simple and dumb.
That's exactly. It's so stupid. You had a weekend. I went to go see Shrek. Got to watch a gingerbread man strip on stage.
Honestly, that's awesome, bro. I was in Vegas.
You might have seen a real man strip on stage.
What do you? Well, no. I went there and I booked myself like four. Dude, they do have billboards of like the male stripper shows or whatever. It'd be like
Chippendales.
No, I think Chippendales is like New York City. It's not.
I'm pretty sure it's a chain.
I don't think they have one in Vegas.
Okay, there has to be.
There may be like deep in the desert, like hidden. What do you, knowing me, because I have a lot of thoughts about Vegas. Knowing me, what do you think that I thought of Vegas?
Oh, okay. I bet you like the gambling.
Yeah.
I bet you like the gambling. You did not like the architecture.
Well, what do you think I thought about the identity of what Vegas is?
See, that's so interesting, because I think...
And you can be wrong.
Because, like, the first thing that comes to my mind is you don't like the entity of Vegas.
Dude, yeah, you know me pretty well.
Yeah.
Like,
that is I can't even come up with an explanation for it.
First of all, I had a phenomenal time. I thought it was awesome. I thought I had a blast. I won a bunch of fucking money. It is the single scariest place in the world. Like,
really?
It is, it's like a little scary and it's a little sad. And it's like, listen, again, awesome trip. I had the best time. I am going to go to Vegas again. Hopefully with the same crew. I had a great time. But Vegas is, dude, you look around, it's like it can turn so quickly. Like, there's a darkness, like a sadness to Vegas where it's like, one, you're in Vegas and it's like, you forget that there's a world. That there's like, dude, it's like it's like removed. You're in the desert. It's hot. You're drinking. You're like out of it. Nothing seems like real. Like, it seems like there's not another, like, your family doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah, according to human geography, like the study of, like, where humans, like, will place cities, it makes no sense. It makes zero sense. And when you learn, like, the history of it is, did the mob put it out there because it makes no sense, so it was impossible for the federal government to get out there and crack down on them?
Yeah, it's like disorienting where it's like you forget that there's a government, bro. You like forget that there's an international space station. You forget that there's issues with Roe v. Wade going on. Like, it is a place where like you forget about the outside world, which is like kind of trippy and like scary. And then you see people that are like live in Vegas, dude, or like are stuck in Vegas or lost all their money in Vegas. And it's like, there is the potential for deep, deep sadness here. Which it was a lot of fun. I had a blast. I like to gamble. But I'm not like a gambler. Dude.
You're getting there.
Okay, dude. Listen, I am on the hottest streak of my life.
That's what I'm worried about.
But I think I'm cash. Like, I'm not like, oh, I need to get in on, oh, what game? I need to bet a game. I do bet games. You know what I mean? I'm not like, dude.
Okay.
No, what do you think? I gamble too much?
I think
I'm winning a lot.
You put down that $100 bet.
Yeah.
You won it. Yeah. And then you're
and
like,
then I won six fucking more.
And then. That's what I'm worried about. You're just going to keep betting more and more.
No, I found my speed, bro.
$100. Okay.
Dude, in my lifetime, I've probably put $250, $300 in my betting account. I've probably pulled out $200, and now I'm up whatever I'm up. But, like, I'm not feeding this machine. That's, like, I'm not sitting at the slot machine until, like, all night. and then going to bed alone and then waking up and going to the slot machine in the morning. That is a fucking game. That's a gambling addiction. Why am I trying to explain it to you? Yeah, I did like the betting portion. And it's cool that you can drink wherever you want. How many times have I told you that the worst part about America, there's a lot of wrong, but like the worst part is open container laws. I should be able to drink a beer on any sidewalk in America.
That's the beauty of like places like that, like New Orleans.
Yep.
You get that exact, I'm pretty sure like Nashville.
Yeah.
Nashville has that thing. Sometimes in Chicago you get that thing.
But that's because it's the summer and there's too many people having a good time. The cop's not going to stop. Dude, there's 65 shootings a weekend. They're not going to stop me for drinking a Miller Lite on the corner of Halsted and Addison.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I do. I see people walking around with beers all the time and just drinking them casually on the sidewalk.
Yeah. As they should. I think as long as you aren't like puking or falling over, you should be able to drink at work. You should be able to drink on the train. You're not even supposed to drink on the train.
Yeah, well, okay, tell me more about this Vegas trip, right? You just explained what Vegas is all about, what it means to you.
Well, do you ever want to go to Vegas?
You were giving me
Do you want to go to Vegas?
I think I would like to visit it once. I've never been.
Yeah, after going once, and I'm going again in 2 months, which is a lot. but what's weird is there's no time. There's no... Like, morning is night is morning. People are out all the time. People are partying all the time. I didn't see as many, I don't know. You see a lot of fucked up people, but, like, people were genuine, like, generally nice. It wasn't like people were assholes or anything.
Yeah.
It's a big tourist economy, so it's, like, nothing. What I do like is, you know that thing where I like that outdoors, the indoors feels like outdoors?
Yeah.
That's every casino.
You like greenhouses.
Like greenhouses, yeah. Or like any ride at Disney World where you're like walking through and there's like fake stars on the ceiling.
That's why you love the Rainforest Cafe.
That's precisely why I like the Rainforest Cafe. Thank you. Like, I like when they make an indoor event space feel like it's outside and there's like noise and everything. All these casinos are like outdoors inside. Like, there's the Paris or whatever is like the underside of the Eiffel Tower with all these like French bistros and all this shit, but it looks like you're on the streets of Paris, but you're in this big building.
Yeah.
So I like that. I like that like decor. I like that energy. There's something that's the thing. Everything's very artificial. But I had a good time, like a lot of drinking and
yeah, it's a party city. I think that there are always party cities, and I think some people will tend towards like I don't think I would like to visit Las Vegas, but I don't think that's a party city I would tend to go towards just because I'm not a big gambler. I don't like gambling.
Yeah, me either.
You like gambling. You like don't even you're not an addict, but you like gambling.
Okay, yes, thank you. Thank you, Michael. You can be a good gambler, but you don't have to be an addict.
Yeah.
I am a good gambler.
Yeah,
right now, and Michael, dude, if someone told you in the next 3 weeks you can make X amount of money doing this, I would be like, sign me the fuck up. Because, like, that's, and then you take that money, you put it back in. What it's called reinvesting. You put that out, then you put that on the Oilers game, right? Yeah. Or you spread it out. You got Avs money line and a couple player props. See, you're just feeding what we call in the biz an investment.
Okay. I was talking about these party cities, though, right?
Yeah.
Cities
what else do you think? Orlando? No, Miami. Miami.
No,
yeah,
I was just like Miami, Fort Lauderdale. I would say Miami and the cities surrounding Miami.
Yeah.
So that
Dade County.
Yeah, yeah. That is. I would consider that just one
Las
party
Vegas.
City. Las Vegas is one of them. My favorite, my personal favorite, New Orleans.
New Orleans is definitely a part. Now, I don't know if I'd like New Orleans.
That's what I'm saying.
It seems like it's Vegas without the gambling.
It's much better food. I like it because of the
food.
Oh, I like it because of the food.
Let me talk about the food. And we didn't really go to like any restaurants or anything like that. And I'm sure I know that Las Vegas has phenomenal restaurants, like top tier, high class.
Yeah.
Great
food.
Well,
yeah, they're going to attract some like celebrity chefs to come out there.
And then it has some of the most dog shit food. Like, it has a White Castle. Like, it has all these horrible restaurants. And then. Like, there's no, like, mid-tier, or, like, maybe I was at the wrong spots, but there was no, like, mid-tier food. There wasn't, like, like a Murphy's.
Yeah.
where it's like there's no bar, which is like, oh, this is a solid hamburger. It's like, oh, this is a bar, and it's like very quiche, and there's slot machines everywhere, but the food like isn't like good. Like it's like, oh, it's kind of like a shitty burger, but yeah, it's like it's probably because they don't have any cows out in the fucking desert.
That's it. You go to New Orleans.
The food. You're so right.
I love New Orleans because I love the food. And I love watching live jazz. Watching just live jazz and drinking.
I've never watched live jazz.
It rocks. You're sitting there. You're talking with your friends. There's a big horn section playing in the background. You get oysters and like all these sorts of Cajun food in front of you. So some gumbo, a little bit of jambalaya. You're sitting here. You're eating it up. You're drinking. You're having a good time. The food is heavy, so you never feel like people overdrink, but it's hard to feel like you're overdrinking because you're eating so much too.
I didn't eat anything in Vegas. I didn't eat anything. I got home yesterday. I tried to puke in my toilet because I was so like, my body was like fucked up. Like yeah. I had no bearing on anything. I tried to puke in the toilet. I probably slept 2 to 3 hours a night. I tried to puke in the toilet. Nothing. No liquid, nothing. I had nothing in my stomach. And so then I went and got some food, but it was like, I didn't eat. All I did was drink. It was a lot. But it's fun. Vegas, New Orleans. What else?
I would say Nashville. I think Nashville, Miami-Dade County.
Miami, Trenton.
Trenton, New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Is that where Atlantic City is?
No, I don't know. Yeah, Trenton's the capital, I think, isn't it?
Wherever Atlantic City is, I think, is a part of
Albany, New York, Juneau, Alaska. Juneau, big Alaska. Party cities.
No, I think those are really like, oh, I guess like maybe, what's that, Gatlinburg, Tennessee? You're going to get some of that.
Yeah.
It's going to be like woodland partying.
Gatlinburg, Tennessee? Yeah. Oh, you're continuing on the Juneau thing?
No, it's a
Gatlinburg
party.
Is not a party city. Not any more than Martinsburg, West Virginia is.
Oh, I guess you're right. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
They're like, would you consider... Salem, Massachusetts, like Oregon, Massachusetts, no.
Well,
either one.
You know what? I think Milwaukee is a drinking city, but not a party city.
100%. 100%. That's why Chicago is the best of both worlds. Like you can get a boat and you can go do a bunch of cocaine and like on the like
and
on
then
a
you
boat.
Can go, then you can go eat a. You can just.
You can go and eat an Italian beef and go sit and watch a Bears game and get loaded on beer. So it kind of runs the gambit.
Yeah, I mean, you can get that in, like, New York, too.
Yeah, I think New York's a lot like
yeah,
that. Like,
yeah,
that's New York, the Chicago.
I think New York.
L.A. is, so New York and Chicago have a little bit of Milwaukee in them. You know what I'm saying? L.A., no Milwaukee.
No, L.A. is all about airs and, like you go to a bar. The bars, I hated fucking going to bars in L.A. I hated it. Because everything, you look at the, it would be like, oh, here's $11 for a fancy Coors. And it'd be like a Coors.
What the fuck is a fancy Coors?
It'd be like a Coors with, like, a grapefruit slice on it.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
And it would be stuff like that. And coming from Chicago, you're like, can I just get a fucking $4 beer? Is that it?
There has to be a billion ways to do Vegas. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much to do. There's not a billion, but, like, within that finite amount of, like, what partying is, there's lots of ways you can do Vegas. But at a certain point, it's all kind of the same. You can never do Vegas for... I couldn't do another night in Vegas.
No
fucking way.
No, and I think that defines a true party city is you can only spend a couple days there.
Only spend a couple days there. I couldn't... I don't, like... I had a fantastic time, but at a certain point, it's just like, damn, it's just a lot of drinking, a lot of gambling, a lot of, like, out of the pool, like, a lot of, like, sun, heat, drinking, gambling. Like, you know what I mean? In some formation, in some order, that's what it is. What I love about Chicago is, and maybe it's just because I live here, but there is, it's true, such a diversity to what you can do. You can go and see a show. You can go and, like, you know, I don't know. It seems like there's a finite level of things that you can do in Vegas, and that's why it's perfect for 3 nights. I'll go again. Hell, I'm going in 2 months. I can't wait to go after that again. I like it. I had a great time. But it's, dude, it's like, it's, you know, there's a couple things. We'll be right back.
Ever wonder what would happen if you took a different path in life? If everything went wrong and you ended up the worst version of yourself? Do you ever wish you could meet that person? Well, now you can! Come on down to Gary Fresh's Portal to Hell, where you could meet the worst alternate version of yourself. He dresses like the Joker every day. He builds model airplanes and you can't play with them. He walks backwards on the moving walkways at airports. He won't punch a Polak, even if they deserve it. He's always eating sticks of butter, so not only is his diet bad, but he can't hold your grandma's expensive vases. He throws rocks at veterans, but he's always a woman to me.
This week, we are surviving your evil twin.
No way.
Yeah, dude, yeah.
No way.
Have you ever met someone who looks like you?
I've been sent a picture of some. Oh, I get told I look like certain celebrities all
the
time.
Oh, yeah, fuck you, bro. I mean a real American, not like a fucking celebrity. Fuck you. Are you shitting me? I get told I look like celebrities.
There's certain celebrities.
I get told I look like Meeple from the Muppets. What's his name?
Sorry, I had a Beaker.
Beaker from the Muppets.
Me, 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 me.
Exactly. You get okay. Who do you get told you look like?
I get told I look like Jack Black sometimes.
Jack Black?
Yeah.
It
was when I had 30 more pounds. Like I told, like I look like
more
Jack
Asian
Black's.
Than Jack Black.
What is that supposed to mean?
You look more Asian.
What else? I get told I look like like right now I do get told I look like what's his name from Fleabag, the priest.
I don't know that show. I don't care. I don't know. I've heard it's good things.
Andrew Scott. I get told I look like Andrew Scott a lot.
You say that. And I am always like the guy from Parks and Rec, and you're like, no.
No. Adam. You're thinking of Adam Scott.
There was one guy at, and I feel like I kind of have a unique demeanor. Wouldn't
yeah.
you say? Like, the way I carry myself, I think, and the way I look, there was one guy at a speech comedy. who like kind of looked like me, but he was like super gay. And it was like great, but he looked just like me. It was like a gay Pat.
What did he look?
No, he didn't look gay. He was gay.
Where was the speech competition?
Iowa.
Iowa?
Wait, do you think it was a friend that you know?
It might have been my speech and debate partner.
No way, bro. No way.
No, I don't think it was because we didn't do any competitions in Iowa.
No. They wouldn't let you in, bro. Yeah,
they would.
We keep it insular.
I need passports. It's like an Eastern Bloc country.
Yeah.
But if I don't have the correct papers, they're not going to let
me
through.
They're not going to let you in. So that's the only person I was like, holy shit. And I know I like saw him, and I was like, holy shit, that dude looks just like me.
No, I was one time. It only happened one time where somebody sent me a picture, and they said, it's this guy looks like Michael Cera from the side. And I looked at the picture. I'm like, oh, my God. And it was a guy just hanging out at a pizza place.
Really?
Yeah.
You kind of look like, I'd say you could divvy Chicago guys up into maybe like three or four or five categories.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you fit within one of those 20%.
Which one?
I think that you look like a Big Ten grad, but who wasn't in a fraternity. I think you look like a Purdue grad who just like wasn't in a fraternity. You know, a couple people here. You work downtown. And your parents own a house in Michigan.
It's true. I do not look like a Miami grad.
No.
Miami grad or Wrigleyville people. Those are.
Well, I think Miami grad, IU, Indiana University grad, Illinois, even Iowa, like Wisconsin. I think they all have kind of like a look, and you don't have exactly that, but you're like one step off. It's like, oh, you're like from a major Big Ten school, but you were like in the science car competition or something. Not
the
slugging
car.
Beers.
What
yeah,
does
yeah.
that
well,
mean?
It's a car made of science, Michael.
Isn't every car made of science?
You'd like to think so.
Is it? It's a meth lab. You're describing a meth lab.
Yeah, like a traveling science experiment, that type of thing. That's
on
wheels.
Where you can do like chemistry inside chemistry, and make stuff, make chemicals. You're talking about a meth lab.
But yeah, do you think if you met another version of yourself, you would be the evil one?
I think I might be. I think I.
I know, bro. I know. I know. I like to think in my head there has to be a better version of me.
I think both me and you, shockingly enough, because we are comedians, therefore we are not objectively the evil versions of ourselves.
There is like something that feels a little tainted.
I do. I think about this all the time, like the infinite universes thing. Yeah. How there's like an infinite amount of Michaels that all took different paths on life.
Should we talk about my theory about the multiverse? And how the government is putting out all these movies?
Look, okay. Okay. Let me finish my thought.
Okay, you go.
So I've been thinking, if they were to make a movie about me, like about somebody like traveling and meeting all their, like teaming up with all the different like universes of themselves, I would not be the main Michael. Because the main Michael needs...
You wouldn't. You'd have a curly Q mustache and a red hat.
Well, the main Michael, he needs to be like some like heroic figure.
Yeah.
He needs to be someone that's like brave, wants to do. Me, I'd be the goofy Michael that they'd bring in, who's always cracking jokes.
Yes,
I'd be the goofster Michael. I'd be the comic relief Michael. There'd be like the sporty Michael who also wouldn't be like the main character. Needs to just be like the average Joe Michael.
Yeah,
who like
a little
wants,
bit of everything.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. That's not me.
No, well, you know, what's so funny is, for a while, I was evil. Like I didn't do great stuff, and I just act like I didn't care. And now I try so hard to be good, and then I do shit, and I'm like, why am I still an asshole? You know what I mean? Where it's like I try and weed it out of me. So I'm like, there has to be a better version of me somewhere. Like, who has figured it out?
That's what I'm thinking. Like I'm. There has to be like a businessman, Michael.
There has to be like someone who has put it together, right? Like a version of me who could figure it out.
There has to be a 25-year-old Michael who's maybe did go to law school and is dating the girls of his dreams and is living.
Dude, you can still date the girls of your dreams.
I know, but like is like comfortable right now. Like,
yeah.
Is
dude,
living.
There has
a comfortable
to be a version
life
of me that is just okay and comfortable.
Because we chose not to live comfortable lives. We made that decision.
I think, yeah, dude, their hat, like, it must exist. Like, there's no way I'm the best version of myself. As much, like, I get it. We're as good as we can be with our own restraints and in restrictions and, like, our own mental gaps and shit. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's trying hard.
Yes.
Everyone's trying hard.
Yes.
But there has to be a better version of me out there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there has to be.
I hope so. For his sake. You know what I mean?
There has to be the main heroic character version of me out there.
Because if I'm the best, everyone else is in trouble. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, every other version is in the shit.
If we, listen, I think everyone, if like in certain stories, we would be main characters. If we were in rom-coms, we would be the main characters
in
rom-coms.
No way, bro.
No, I think we would because we're ridiculous enough. We're romantic. We both have the romantic enough, and we're flawed enough to be the main characters in rom-coms. Because main characters in rom-coms are not necessarily good people. I think that's the whole point. I think they're sometimes the more human out of all of us. And I'm not talking about romantic, like, whatever.
The Notebook. You're talking about, like...
No, I'm talking about, like, what is it? Forgetting Sarah
virgin?
Marshall.
Four-year-old virgin? That's you.
Hey, that's me, baby.
Hey, that's you. Yeah, Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah, like, those type of movies. Like, not like the Hallmark rom-coms. I'm talking about, we would be the main character in, like... Man-seeking woman, where we're just flawed people.
But also, I think there is a level of, I think about this a lot too, where I'm like, thank God I don't have it all figured out.
Oh yeah,
because if I, and me, and I can imagine people are very happy with being married and loving, you know, every aspect of their lives.
Oh, having a stable job.
Right. But like, it is. Like, there's this exciting part of, like, not knowing what the fuck's going on or what you want. Like, it's just, like, exciting. And then you think, well, the world could explode tomorrow, so I might as well just figure it out. You know what I mean? Like, it's a tough fucking world.
It's a whole tough world. It wouldn't be surviving an evil twin. It would be our evil twins.
Surviving us?
Because we're the evil twins.
Are we the evil twins?
If I met myself who had it together, I think I would be like, come on, man. Like, I would be like, come on, you're going to come out and party with us because I know you can.
I know you can, and I know you want to,
and
bro.
I know you want to. So you know what? And I would appeal to his worst.
I know. The worst, because I feel like so much of my decisions already have already appealed to my worst part.
Oh yeah. To completely.
That's so funny. That's so funny. That so many of the decisions I've already made appeal to the worst parts of myself. That I'd love to see someone who chose the high road every time.
And I wouldn't. And the thing is, we would be like my good twin. Because I'd be my good twin would be like, oh, you're doing comedy. And there's a part in his head I know that would always wanted to do comedy and live that like party lifestyle and have a good time, right? Yeah. Because I know there's a part in my head that I've always thought about, like, oh, it would be really cool to have a stable job and just to have everything figured out. And so I know that dichotomy exists, and I just took the party and comedy lifestyle, and he took the other lifestyle. So I know I could be like the devil on his shoulder to pull him in.
Get him to break up with his wife.
Yeah. I know I could do that. And what is this guy going to come? He's going to come into my life and be like,
because there's no way. Job. What's so funny is I think it'd be so easy for me to pull another version of myself down with me. I don't think anyone could pull. Like, I don't think another Pat would pull me up. It's like, hey, come on, Pat, come up here. We're living in Seattle. Like,
well, I don't think there's a Michael that could pull me down further. And like, because if
no, no, Michael, no, heroin addiction.
Oh well, I there's nothing in my head that is wanting to do heroin.
All right.
There is nothing in my...
Me either.
Yeah, there's nothing in my head that has wanted to do certain
But I'm
things.
Saying, like, there's... Like, you're still a good guy.
Yeah.
And honestly, dude, sometimes I'm like, you're a better guy than me.
I would... That's what I think ultimately makes me just, like, the best evil twin. Because the other Michael would be like, oh, he's a good guy. So I should follow his lead. Like maybe... So I'm going to be pulling him down to, like, getting fucking hammered every weekend.
I know. Wow.
And ignoring
his responsibilities. Yeah. I still got to do my taxes.
Because if there was an evil version of me, like me right now, if there's an eviler version of me, he would be comically evil. He would be a
cartoon, curly Q mustache and a red hat, dude.
He'd be tying women to rail. He'd be tying women to the L tracks.
But that's the thing. I don't think... Here's what it is, bro. I feel like I am my own worst enemy. It's not that I am evil. It's like I am my own obstruction.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I am my own undoing.
Oh, yeah.
The government. So there's all these multiverse movies coming out now, right? What is it?
You got Multiverse of Madness.
Multiverse of Madness.
Everything
Everywhere
All
at Once. There's it's coming up a lot in Marvels, but it's like happening. There's like a lot of multiverse shit, right?
Yeah.
I think the government is funding these projects or is doing some sort of. Now, this is a little more far fetched, like instilling these ideas in people's brains. I don't know if they're doing that, but I think they're funding these projects to make it easier for us to understand and cope with the truth that the government is going to tell us that when you go through a black hole or something. What time does the Blues game start?
8:30. It's the Avalanche game, but it's at 8:30.
Well, it's a Blues game. that the government is going to tell us that they have sent robots into black holes and they found other versions of ourselves. Like, I was kind of on the cutting edge of this. I used to think that there was a mirror society to ours on Mars. Comes out, that's not true. The real mirror societies are in, like, black holes or whatever, right?
Yeah.
The government knows that. They're funding these projects to get us into the rhythm that there are multiverses and, like, all this, like, different universe, different everything. So this is, I mean, it's been a long time coming, but this is something that they're exposing to us early so that we're comfortable with it when we do meet the better versions of ourselves. Okay, so how about this? Freaky Friday. Not me and you. I pointed to you, but like Freaky Friday, you get to go and live in the 25-year-old Michael's body, who's married.
Good Michael.
With a palatial home and like a hot tub and maybe a soccer pitch in the back. Well, in this universe,
like
in that universe, you like soccer. Like soccer. Your kids like, and you have two kids. One's 15 and one's 12. And
when I'm 25.
25, yeah. Well, in this universe, yeah. But you're happy. And you have this career doing law. You're a lawyer for the U.S. Who would you want to do law for?
Entertainment law. But that
wait,
was...
if you became a lawyer, you wanted to do entertainment law?
Yeah.
No. If I was a lawyer, I was going to do the most boring shit in the world, which is patent law.
Oh, yeah. No, I
saying if a product is new.
I always wanted to be in entertainment, so I would have done entertainment law.
I would have liked to be an agent for baseball players. I think you put me in a room with a couple old fucks on like an MLB team. I think I could like.
You don't have to go to law school for that, though.
It helps.
I know a guy who's an agent for basketball players who I do stand up with.
In Chicago.
And he's a.
What basketball players?
I don't know what basketball. All I know is
high school players.
All I know, he's a basketball agent, and he does. He goes to like high school games to pick up kids to play like I think like the NBA or like try to get, or like
what?
Yeah,
he's an agent.
He's a basketball agent.
Who's his client? Does he have any good clients?
I don't know. I haven't checked up on it.
Well, I would ask.
Yeah.
Do you have any clients, or is it just your cousin Steve at the local middle school?
No, but that's his job. His job is to be a basketball agent. You don't
it
have
seems
to go to law.
Hard to get into without law school. I mean, I guess you can do sports business and have connections.
No.
That's a business you need connections.
No. You need connections, but a way a lot of people do it is they'll go work in the mail room for an agency, and they'll work their way up from there.
Really?
Yes.
All you have to do is mail?
You work in the mail room, and you start meeting people. This is how I had it explained to me in L.A.
I can't believe people still work in the mail room.
Oh, yeah. That's how they pay you shit.
Do an email. Use email.
So they pay you shit to work in the mailroom.
Yeah.
Well, some people are still like mailing in like
letters.
Yeah, like letters and stuff. Like I want an agent. Hey there, folks, I want an agent.
Very interesting. So whatever. So live a week in that guy's shoes? Would you kill your old self and just be like, oh well, this is kind of a breeze?
No, I wouldn't kill. No.
No. Now, I guess that's confusing.
I chose to be like this.
No, I'm not
this
saying.
I'm not, dude.
I know. But there's always grass greener. Everyone thinks the grass is greener somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.
Every time. Like, you tell me all the time, oh, I wish I was married. I wish I had.
No,
I wish
never,
some girl would love me.
I never tell you that.
You say that shit all the time.
No, I don't.
Dude, I didn't even have a cough before walking in here. But then you talk for an hour, and you're like, Jesus, I've rasped through my voice.
I have never said, oh, I wish I was married. I've never said that to you.
You're like, oh, my God, please kiss me. No, but you did.
I have never said that to anyone.
You did one time say, dude, I know this is going to kind of put you on blast. Do you remember that one time? Dude, when we were fresh friends, like I just started hanging out, you were like, I haven't felt the touch of a woman in like 6 months.
Well, I said that as a joke.
No, you did not.
I know myself, and when I say that, I said it as a joke.
Listen, bro, we all have our fair share of troubles.
No one honestly says, I haven't felt the touch of a woman in 6 months, unless
Michael,
you're in a period piece.
Bro, dude, you were like down, and you were like, I was like talking to someone, and they're like, dude, awesome improv show. That was hilarious. I was like, thanks, bro. I turn.
And then there was another fan behind me. He goes, dude, you were so
like,
funny.
Dude, awesome show, bro. And I turn over and I look at you and you're like, I haven't felt the touch of a woman in 6 months. And I was like, oh, whoa. All right.
I both said that.
You did say it earnestly. And that's okay.
I said it as a joke.
Dude.
I know myself. I said it as a joke.
That's fine. And I don't care.
Yes, you
judging.
Do, because
no,
you're putting me on blast.
It's funny, bro.
It.
It is funny. And, dude, this was many years ago. It was 2 years ago, probably, right? 3 years ago?
Yeah.
It was pre-pandemic, so that's, dude, different even life.
That's right. It's a different life, different people, different place.
Would you become the astronaut version? Like, because think about this. Everyone in the multiverse of everywhere... There's an astronaut version of you. There's a sea captain. Oh, bro. Fuck.
Well,
oh,
hey.
Shit. We found it.
Now, wait a minute.
Now, okay. Hold up here. Would you be a sea captain? Okay. In a world where pirates never died. They were immortal. And we still had the same type of naval naval architecture, like the
wooden ships.
Yes, exactly.
Like, we have airplanes and we still have wooden ships. We're not using metal ships. They're just wooden.
Yeah, under some circumstances, whether it's resources or by the law or something,
yeah,
they've decided to use antiquated naval technology. Would you live your life as a sea captain? Would you take that?
Oh, yeah. I do sea captain. I do, I always think to myself still, that if I never went into comedy, I would have just gone and tried to become a lighthouse keeper.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you do that? You work in the mailroom?
You work in the lighthouse mailroom. You meet some people. You make your way up.
I don't know. I have no clue what I would do if I wasn't living in Chicago. I don't know. I don't like anything enough. You know what I mean? Like, I don't. Like, you have sea captain.
You have a love of the sea.
I would probably, I don't know, maybe be a mechanic.
You'd be a mechanic? What do you know about cars?
I would learn. That's really an apprentice thing, where you, like, learn, like, because I, and listen, I hate, I did never was, like, someone who was, like, I want to help my dad with a car or something like that.
Yeah.
But I don't think I could ever be an engineer that just sits at a desk and, or goes out in the, like, I just... I would be a mechanic, or maybe I would... Honestly, I was like, maybe I just work on a factory floor. You know what I mean? Production.
Be like a blue-collar factory laborer?
Dude, I tell you all the time, bro, when you see it, I'm the most blue-collar guy you know.
You are not the most blue-collar guy.
I am close.
No, you're not.
In our age group. Dude, bro, I am.
Yeah,
In our age group, in our friends. But I don't think I could be... an engineer. And I get it. I went to school for that. But when I had my internships and I was like working as an engineer, I was like miserable. Like fucking miserable. I would just, dude, all I looked forward to was going on the weekends, just going and getting loaded back at my college town. That's what I'd be doing. I'd be sitting at some local bar. And I guess that's what I do here, but there's enough bars where it's not like a local, but there's a difference, you know what I mean?
There's like a local, like the local bar is the bar you go back to and you see all your hometown friends at.
Yeah.
In Chicago, there's a bunch of local bars. You
drink everywhere, yeah.
But yeah, you can go, there's so many like a small bar, there's so many like hole-in-the-wall bars around, you can go anywhere.
Okay, if you had to fight yourself in a fight, because I could beat you, we've established this, and I get it. Oh, technically you have the same, like... Oh, muscles and the same, like, Taekwondo experience.
No, I don't think so, because once again, different experiences.
Yeah. Do you think you could beat yourself's ass? I think I could beat the good versions of myself's ass, like the put-together guy with the family.
I think I could,
He
too.
Has more to lose. I have so little to lose, bro.
I think I could, too. And you want to know why? I think the more put-together version of me... is a little bit more overweight than I am.
Oh, bro, I think so.
I think you would be a
real fat fucker if you were put together.
Yeah. If I was comfortable, I'd definitely be eating more. If I was like, I had a beautiful wife, right? I wouldn't feel the need to work out as much. I would definitely be a little bit more on the chubby side.
I think I would be in... I mean, I'm in pretty good, decent shape right now, actually. Because I've been playing tennis and rock climbing a lot.
Yeah.
But I think I would probably, yeah, I'd be in worse shape for sure. And I get it. I was in the hospital last year. which was a byproduct of me not having a good, like, stable lifestyle. If I had a stable, like, wife and kids and stuff, though, I would be, like, I'd be, like, happy fat.
Oh, yeah.
Rather than sad skinny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because last year when I went to the hospital, it was not because I was, like, fat. It's because I was so, like, gaunt and, like, in poor health.
Yeah, I think, most definitely. If I, like, I could beat the good versions of myself just because I'd be, like, those versions...
Because you'd have a gun.
Because I'd have a gun, and the evil versions always have a gun.
Yeah, they have to. What do you think makes them evil?
I might kill, like, if I had to kill, like, an alternate version of myself, I'd kill them with a harpoon gun, because I know that's the way I would want to go.
There is always... But I do find it hard to believe that I'm the worst version of myself. Because there's a version of myself who, like, plays ping pong all the time, you know? That'd be annoying.
Yeah.
But, there's, like, a version of myself who is, who like hardcore takes advantage of people.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Not like in terms of personal relationships, financial, like uses people. I don't use people like that.
There's a version of myself that's a that's an alpha male version that's like obsessed.
Really?
With him. I bet
Do you
there
think
is.
There is? I don't think there's any Patrick Murphy exists that's like, dude, alpha male this, alpha male. Because my like idea of everything is so
I think there's
counterintuitive
one,
that.
No, I think there's, since there's an infinite amount of possibilities, I think there's one for you and there's one for
okay,
me.
There has to be one. Yeah. And that dude would that guy would get shot in the head.
Yeah, that
I would
guy.
Use the gun on that guy. You get one bullet. And it's you or the alpha version of you or the Hitler version of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. There's
you
most
kill,
definitely a Hitler version.
A Hitler version of you. Yeah, exactly. You kill the alpha male version of you. Because that type of mantra or what do you call it? Like, I don't know, brain?
Yeah.
It's flawed.
There's a version of me who has
tuberculosis.
Tuberculosis.
I'm sitting right in front of him.
And it's me.
That's funny. Fuck it. Wrap it.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening to Survival Guide. We'll have another one out next week, so check it out.
Check us out on Twitter and Instagram. Our Twitter is @SurvivalGuidePod, and our Instagram is Survival Guide Podcast. Super fun.